Back home now, and the government and the Drug Foundation say they are committed to keeping the public informed ahead of the cannabis referendum so that fear-mongering and fake news is kept to a minimum. New Zealanders will vote on whether to legalise marijuana in a referendum at next year's election. MPs and the foundation spoke at a symposium on drug law reform at Parliament today, and our political reporter Charlie Drever was there.
Justice Minister Andrew Little told the crowd, despite a lot of investment into the enforcement of prohibiting cannabis since 1965, it's still well and truly present in communities.
It's estimated that between 250,000 and 300,000 New Zealanders are regular users of cannabis. That's what prohibition has given us. 54 years of prohibition, I might add. I know those dates very well because I was born in 1965, so I'm as old as prohibition.
Andrew Little says there has already been a lot of debate on the matter ahead of the referendum, both for and against.
Including, for example, declaring the proposition of legalisation as dopey. And I have to say, this sort of commentary, and we will see more of it, is big on assertion but light on evidence.
Andrew Little says work is underway from the government to give people neutral information.
The Ministry of Justice is working on what a public education campaign will look like, and it has to be neutral. But there will be advocacy groups on all sides who will want to contribute their part as well. But I think the government does have a responsibility to make sure that information that is claimed as fact is genuinely factual, so that we keep it focused on facts and evidence.
The Prime Minister has commissioned her Chief Science Advisor for information, and a draft piece of legislation will also be available next year to set out how the regulations will work. The Drug Foundation's Executive Director, Ross Bell, says his organisation has released their own report today on what those regulations should look like.
The government has already put a broad framework in place, but they haven't got into a lot of the nitty-gritty that I think the public are wanting to see. And so our report today is trying to provide that next level of detail. The government's taken a little bit too long to do that, so we thought, well, let's get some things out there.
Like the government's proposed framework, people under the age of 20 would not be able to enter stores or buy products, and advertising and the development of products that might appeal to more younger people, such as confectionery, would be prohibited. Ross Bell says until recently there has been a vacuum of information, but he is relaxed a year out from the referendum.
I think the public can make up their mind. They can see through the misinformation, the hysteria and fear-mongering that's being put out there at the moment. We can address that.
Among those championing the cause is former Prime Minister Helen Clark and her foundation. She says the time has come with the international movement to treat cannabis differently.
11 states have upfront legalised cannabis, and a whole lot more have legalised medicinal cannabis. You have Canada legalising, Uruguay, now Luxembourg will be the first country in Europe to formally legalise. The whole debate has shifted.
Helen Clark says people need to be upfront that it's a widely used drug, less dangerous than alcohol and tobacco, so rules should be introduced. From Parliament, for Checkpoint, call Charlie Drever, DNA.